Finding the Way Back by Bonnie Totkus, based on a true story. The Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. Timmy was so excited. Today was his first day in school. His teacher, Mr. Griffin, showed everyone the classroom, and then they went outside. Mr. Griffin told the children that the small playground outside their classroom was just for them. The bigger playground on the other side of the school was for the older children. Mr. Griffin asked Timmy's class to stay on the small playground. If they didn't, they might not hear or see Mr. Griffin calling them to return to class. After everyone promised to stay in the small playground, they went to play. Timmy met lots of children in his class. He played on the slides and swings and then found a ball to play with. He kicked the ball as far as he could. He laughed and chased it. He didn't notice that each time he kicked the ball, he got closer to the older children's playground. After a while, Timmy wanted to ask his new friends to kick the ball with him, but when he looked up, all the children around him were bigger than he was. Timmy looked back and saw that the small playground on the other side of the schoolyard was empty. His class must have gone back inside already. He ran back as fast as he could. He went to the door and tried to open it. It was locked. Timmy was scared. He decided to pray. He closed his eyes, bowed his head, and said,
"Heavenly Father, I'm scared out here all by myself. Please help me find a way back to my classroom. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."
After his prayer, Timmy's fear was gone. He felt calm. He tried the door again, and the handle turned. The door opened, and there was Mr. Griffin looking for him. Timmy was very happy to get back to his classroom. He was even happier to know that Heavenly Father loved him enough to calm his fears and answer his prayers. Timmy knew the peace that filled his heart while he was alone on the playground was Heavenly Father's love. He said a silent prayer, thanking Heavenly Father for helping him. After that day, Timmy stayed on his playground and remembered to pray when he needed help.
Sidebar: humble, trusting prayer brings direction and peace. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the story. Finding the Way Back.